This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
And headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So what do you put in your dishwasher? A guy in Australia is going viral after washing this in the dishwasher.
Oh, God, it's a guy. So we don't look up with a pocket blankie then.
I'm going to say underwear. Show me underwear, Steve.
Show me underwear.
Ding, ding, ding.
Show me drawers.
No, this is even grosser, in my opinion.
Grosser, she says.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, just as gross.
Tampons?
Why would
that would be
them?
Disgusting, but what would the purpose be? Because you wouldn't ever reuse
I'm going to go with the sex doll.
So you put them in somebody's gas tank.
Oh.
And then you could boof them.
That's what Jeremy Clements did. I mean, he didn't boof it, but he put things in our gas tanks.
You're all wrong. Put your Crocs in the dishwasher. So why would you do that?
Yeah. Oh, the Crocs.
No.
Some people think it's a great hack, but others think it's just nasty.
It is nasty.
You got to pop all those giblets out before you put them in?
I would hope, because you don't want to fade them or destroy them.
It would melt the Crocs, right?
I imagine.
No, the fat boy put his Hey Dudes in there.
Oh, man. You know what? You clown them, but those suckers are comfortable.
I think they're just lazy. It's like,
it's right in my
just
house.
Wear flip-flops in. Like, all these shoes now are like, Nike makes running, listen to this, Nike makes running shoes that are slip-on.
Oh, I've seen those,
now, if you're going to go running, chances are you can bend your ass over in time.
Well, don't you want the 12-year-old that made him to have to do less work sometimes?
I guess so. Is that what it is? Like, you know what? If you don't get the back of those shoes put on, that 11, 12-year-old doesn't have to make those in the factory today.
Mr. Phil says if we don't make them fast enough, he's going to fire us.
Yeah, that's his accent. That was really well done.
I think that the only thing...
He's like a freaking elf at freaking North Pole.
That you, if you're going to... I just think only dishes should go in the dishwasher.
Yes.
Because you're consuming it and it's going into your body. I don't think you should put Crocs in the dishwasher. I might not have a problem with it, throwing them in the washing machine.
You know what some women like? Well, hang on, let me get the music first.
He's going to get some sexy music. Yeah. I just want to ask you, that one thing you got in your gift bag page, it did say dishwasher safe. Have you tried it in there, or have you not washed it?
Because Melissa from...
tried it yet.
Oh, okay.
Melissa will tell you from Adam and Eve, some women, they like to get the... You know, the...
Talk to me, big boy.
The tool...
It's fat boy, actually.
Oh, sorry.
The tool that starts with
a
D.
Talk to me, fat boy.
Yeah.
Ends in dough.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They like to take a glass one, and then they'll put it in the dishwasher.
I do.
Run it on hot cycle. Get it as hot as they can.
Ouch. Hot. Dang.
Take it out.
That would hurt, no, Paige?
Yeah, you want to test the inside of your arms before you do that.
They stick it where the sun don't shine.
No.
Yeah, they do.
Where is that? The other side of the moon. Oh, I told you, Alaska? Is that what you're saying?
That
okay. I figured it out now.
Now, I received a gift like that once.
Yeah.
Ooh. Not from a man.
I got one, too. I thought it was a juicer. I thought it was to juice orange juice with. And it turns out, no, you're supposed to sit on it and grind. And
I thought it was a beautiful blue piece of glass. And for a while, I left it on my coffee table for a little ornament until I decided I was going to give it away. So I gave it to a man.
What did it end up being?
A plug of some sort.
Oh, okay.
Really?
I remember, yes. I still have the one on the desk.
The blue one.
Because I thought, I said it looked like a ring holder.
Yes.
My grandma used to have a ring holder. It was a ceramic finger. It wasn't a bird. It was just like a finger. Dang. And she'd put her ring on it when she washed dishes.
What did you do with the plug when you got it?
Plugged it back in?
Did you make it disappear? How would I make this plug disappear?
Do you have a solar-powered one?
You gotta leave it outside all day so it can charge up.
Serious question, they make one uses ones? Like one use, like, you know? Like, oh, you're out of town, but you don't want to fully invest
$75. They should, like disposable.
Like at the airport, they sell like little $9 ones and charge it on your phone.
This is David Blaine for Sex Toys.
Please keep talking, David.
Do you ever want to make a plug disappear? We can show you.
I'm kind of scared, but hot at the same time.
Dang, that's what it takes. Guys, do a creepy dark voice, and then she'll love it.
Yeah. I don't know if you're going to kill me or make me, you know.
Do you ever want a four-pack?
What's up, Paige? How's it going?
We got a sale on a four-pack of Benoit balls if you're interested ever.
It wasn't. It's Benoit, like Christopher Benoit.
Benoit
balls. Benoit Benjamin.
S'il vous plaît.
We've got the gummy wieners if you like those too.
Oh my god.
Those were actually
say that
good
again in that second.
We got gummy wieners if you want some of them.
You want to go lady on the tramp one of these wieners with me?
I suppose. You can have the bottom end and I'll start on top. A little gummy wiener lady in the tramp style.
I'll do your hung voice now.
Make me a Coronas.
What y'all doing in here? Hello.
I guess you know
me. Mr. Jenkins, your landlord. Here. What y'all doing in here?
Here, I'm going to buy you this margarita that looks like a goldfish bowl and get you really
fish
drunk.
Fishbowl marks. Hey,
he used to like to do that, and then we'll go shopping.
I'm not allowed to work on Women's Wednesdays. I can't have one.
So she'll let you spend as much money on taquitos as you want. That was the plan.
Tequila floor.
You get drunk and go to the grocery store?
He'd get me a little buzzed and we'd go shopping.
God. That's the worst thing to do with a woman.
No.
Give me
already
one.
Got that natural buzz going. Yeah,
because then he'll get to, I would say, okay, Christopher, you can have that. Yeah.
Give me one margarita. I'm going to open my legs. Give me two margaritas. I'm going to give you some.
Well, give me two pina coladas, one for each hand. Hello.
It's true.
I love you got a Cornelius.
Tequila gets you a kid.
What kind of store are you running here?
It's really between that and my mom and Dusty Rhodes. It's really the only impressions I do.
Oh, baby, you got all kind of stickies.
What kind of stuff's in your dishwasher, Paige?
Stuff that make you feel good in here.
If you will.
I wash, kind of wash, scrub, wash.
It wasn't a real question. I was just throwing off my prowess.
I'm going to tell you. I wash dishes before I put them in the dishwasher, sort of.
Yeah.
Because I have spray.
Yeah, you rinse them.
That's spray soap that I spray on them and then I scrub them.
Yeah.
And then I put them in the dishwasher. So I don't want anything touching my clean dishes.
I agree.
I don't want shoes or the other stuff in there.
Yeah.
It's just weird to me.
I got you.
Because in the event that somebody is a guest in your house and they come to your house and they open up your dishwasher and they find your toys there, that could be a little embarrassing.
Oh, Paige is in the kitchen like,
I ain't got no panties on.
threw them in the dishwasher.
Page of luck is pepper grinder you got here.
That was Cornelius's phone, actually. Hang on.
If I ever get a date, in that guy comes to my house and he opens up the dishwasher and finds my Crocs in there. That's going to be a deal breaker, right? Hey, why you be washing your shoes?
The hell was that? Maxine keeps calling.
Homie the Clown is now dating Paige. I did not realize.
You don't even know what kind of eggs to make.
That was Matt talking to his chicken.
Why you be having this in your dishwasher? Not to put them in your washer.
Oh, she won't stop calling, Cornelius.
Quit calling, Maxine. I'm doing a radio show.
Hello. If you're not driving off the road laughing, please pull over. Nutty, you better pull over. Because the way you laugh, the way we make you laugh, according to you, Nutty, you'd be driving like Mario Kart all over the damn road.
So true.
Banana peels everywhere, duck shells.
I hope to God he texts or talks to text and doesn't drive and talk in text. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And I was probably not. Oh, weird. Okay. So if you want to put your Crocs wherever you want to put them. But, you know, I usually take my shoes off and put them on my steps. And then...
So you don't forget them?
No, I don't.
You talking about the steps of the 12 program you're on?
Yeah. When I get home.
I do it hood style and just, loop them and throw them around the power line.
I got a deal breaker synonymous because I can't make any deals.
Your big ass shoes would pull the power line down. You got some big feet.
How big are your feet?
13s.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Wow.
Turns out that whole thing's just a legend, though.
We need a 36 SRO to put this... This cable line back up.
You start sounding like Chris when you're doing that. It's weird.
I made him a cop now.
Let's do it.
I was a fireman.
Hey, let me get a curler and a bear crawl. What do you call them? Bear claw. Bear crawler. I was thinking mixed up with night crawlers.
Give me a Bear Grylls while you're in there too. Hello.
Oh gosh.
What y'all got? Y'all got them little balls you cut out of donuts? The balls you poke out of the middle?
That's really the best part.
It's the donut balls.
We have a story about another guy going viral. This guy went viral for his story about his roommate stealing some of his cake from his mini fridge. That's not cool.
A mini fridge. Probably kept in his room, right?
Yeah.
Usually when you have roommates, they're kind of weird. They don't want to leave the room, like everything's in there.
My roommate got pissed off because my dog went in there and started eating things off her because she didn't do her dishes and they were all over the place.
Yeah.
It's like, your dog came in and ate stuff. And I said, well, it's a dog. I'm sorry. And why the hell are you keeping dishes on the floor? Those are my dishes.
He tossed the salad, the dog.
That's what he likes. I have a refrigerator in my room.
Do you?
Yeah. I do.
What do you keep in your refrigerator?
Drinks, water.
Well, that makes sense.
It came from when I had a two-story house. Now that I don't, it's stupid.
You don't want to go downstairs?
I didn't. No.
Those things.
It was a bigger home, so it was more needed.
How much electricity does that take up in your house? Not much.
13 gigawatts.
That's a very personal question.
No, but I was.
And I do auto pay, so I have no damn clue.
I'm on a budget, so I don't want to have too many appliances going regularly because that up your stuff
you
and leaving your plugs in.
What? A wireless router?
She don't know.
That's a good point.
Well,
okay, look how many, when you get home today, look how many devices are connected.
Well, I know that I had one upstairs that was in Jared's room where it's wireless and everything, but I unplugged it because I wasn't using it.
Mine said I had 7 devices, and I'm like, no, I only have 4 counting.
Oh, you probably got a lot more connected.
Is that?
There's no thing. I'm wondering if somebody's dialed in on my crap.
But that stuff runs up your bill, and I'm trying to keep a budget.
No, this is just internet, though, not the power.
Okay. Hello, y'all got one of them flashlights you make whoopee with?
Well, you still have it plugged into the wall, and it's running constantly. And if it's running constantly, it's taking volts. So that's running. That's power. That's money. Ching, ching.
Now, I've been told the opposite of that. Duke Power people have told me that's not true, that just leaving something plugged in is still causing active power.
I know some boys that combine utilities. I'll see if I can find
it. If the light is on or whatever it is, it's running. But if it's unplugging it, it's not running.
Well, yeah, if it's unplugged. But if it's...
Hold on, I got another call. My refrigerator's running. Wait a minute. Well, I just got pranked.
Refrigerators are expensive.
I got you.
All right.
That was...
after all these years.
What was my grandson's name?
Jasper.
No, on the old bit.
I don't know.
Latron. Latron.
Oh, because I was the brother of Julius.
Yeah, you were Julius' the brother, and Latron was my grandson.
And then Cornelius. What was our scam we did? Somebody was buried with gold. I was Julius Jenkins Jr.
You were Julius Jenkins Jr. Even though I was Cornelius.
Easy for you to say.
Jr. was our actual last name. Junior. Jenkins is our middle name.
And then somebody was buried with gold we tried to dig up.
Yeah. And we were trying to get an excavator up there. Why are you digging him up? Are you doing a DNA test or something? No. He was buried with gold.
Dude, this was back in the day where, like, let's go in the prod for like a couple hours, see what happens.
Literally. Just sit there and call. And I mean, like, it's so much harder to do now because there's not a lot of people don't have home phone numbers.
That's where the movie scene scam came from.
Yeah. On the whim.
God, that guy was gross. Just saved his number.
The best line of that was like, listen, I'm going to have sex in your pizzeria with or without you.
You come on. It's going to be your pepperoni in your. Actually, that's heavily edited. I can't tell you everything you said.
I miss those days.
A lot of words being called. I was made to feel not welcome in his establishment.
Yes. He would not sell you a wedding cake or pepperoni pizza. All right, Paige, thank you so much. We will take a break. We still got birthdays. We still got suckets. And a special treat for tomorrow. That's not just like filler words either. Like, we're going to do something tomorrow that's going to be... I think we always do.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I've worked myself into a shoot now. We'll tell you about Wednesday's show and all that more next. Good morning.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Fat Boy.
Oh, how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Reset this thing, Fat Boy, about, you called it, it's a new version of the Me Too movement.
Yeah, this was like a splinter from it a little bit.
A splinter.
It's called the Boys Sober Movement. So women are pretty much saying, like, they value their peace of mind over the, you know, the game of pursuing, getting pursued, you know, meaningless sex, I guess you could say, relationships that don't go anywhere.
So, like, the voiceover thing, is that so they are saying, like, they're writing their own narrative? In other words, they're turning it from his story to her story.
I mean, that's one of the buzzwords they throw out there. But look, I've heard...
I see WNBA uses that, her story.
I've heard guys say, too, on these apps that, you know, women are... They're pretty rough on there, too, as far as, like, you know, having that attitude of, let me get some and get off of here. So you're kind of getting it both ways now.
You are, last weekend.
But at this one particular instance, this girl was tired of this guy, like, you know, saying, like, she didn't want to be caught up in his scheme. You know, they'd hook up, he'd use protection, he'd quit using it, like, during the same act, and she'd be like, you know, I'm not cool with that. He'd ghost her completely after he got what he wanted. But she had a couple situations of that happening.
But not all guys are that way, though. That's the thing. All right, 1-800-774-0093. Bunch of people wanting to talk about this. Let's go to, we'll just go in order, Amanda. Hey, Amanda.
Hey.
What's your last name? To Hug and Hold?
Do I have?
Hug and Hold?
I'm sorry?
Is your last name Hug
and Hold?
No. Okay, cool.
No.
Amanda.
It's not.
All right. You don't have to say
it. I don't want to say it.
You don't have to.
So, yeah, so
you
want
to talk about this stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, as a woman in my, you know, latest 30s, if I had to start dating right now, I don't know that I would want to, honestly. I mean, I've had some really bad personal experiences along my dating journey, and men can be really awful. I mean, to be honest, they're pigs sometimes. Yeah. So I get it.
But you know, women can be lady pigs, too.
Go ahead.
I mean,
they're starting to give it back, like evening out a little bit. But I guess, you know, depending on what you want to look for, you go to certain places.
Right, yeah. Well, she's not.
Any movement, if you have those who, you know, abuse it, it just gets discredited.
Right.
But historically speaking, men have held power. Our whole system is based around men. Our laws were founded by white males. So, like,
let's not victimize.
Honestly, it was. No, I mean, I can see where women at one point were property. They didn't have rights. They didn't have the right to vote. But, you
Betsy
know,
Ross made the flag, okay?
She did. Yeah. But, like, you know, women were property. They had no rights. So, I mean, I can get where we're moving a shift along the way. I think it makes men uncomfortable because they're used to being in charge.
Yeah, but wasn't there a time in history, and I could be wrong, but wasn't there a time in history where there were more queens than there were kings? Like, women were in power more so? I want to say, like...
I mean, there have been very powerful women kings. I mean, Elizabeth in England, and you had
Corazon
a couple of Egyptian queens.
Yeah.
Sorry?
So, Corazon Aquino, remember that lady? She had, like, a million pair of shoes. She was really mean.
Oh, yeah. She was over in the Middle East somewhere, wasn't she?
Oh, of course, yes.
Yeah. So...
Yeah.
You probably.
But, I mean, there have been really powerful women, but overwhelmingly, it's not been the case, really.
Right.
So I imagine.
I mean, so I could see.
I don't think people can hear you on your mic.
Nah,
can you hear Fatboy talking when he talks?
Everything's said. Do I sound hollow?
A little bit. Y'all really sound different though on like this than the radio. It's really interesting.
Oh, what's up?
Better or no? Does it sound better?
Better, like yeah. Your voices are like magnified. It's just interesting how different it is.
Because we were told they were hollow. So
yes,
I don't know.
We were told they're hollow. They may be talking about our feelings.
So you get a lot. I imagine you get a lot of Facebook messages. So do you not just want to?
I don't personally, but you know, I do get some things on TikTok where they'll be like, "Hey," and I just know immediately. You know, usually that "Hey" is just an invitation for "Hey, let me be your sugar daddy," or you know, some nonsense like that. And you just have to learn to, you know, ignore it, or it's scams. But which is another unfortunate thing that's really come out of the internet.
No crap.
But don't you kind of just want to indulge in one, like every once in a while, be like, you know what?
Yeah, just to mess with them, kind of. Yeah.
To mess with them, or just like get some strange. You don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, I have a son, so I'm out of the dating game. But you know, I just don't know that I would want to go back in at this age. I'm too old for that. Yeah, you know,
you're in your late 30s. Like, you can't say that. And I get putting your kid first and all that. I do get that. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, it's just too much energy and time. You know, dating in your 30s is hard. It's just too hard.
Yeah.
You know what's going to be harder is how you going to tell your son to pursue women when he gets to, you know, to the age to do it.
She right. Will you, I mean, tell him to pursue
to be,
women?
You have to respect women. And yeah. No does mean no. I mean, I think that is really something that needs to be emphasized.
What do you think about the thing about the guy or girl, I'm not quite sure, was asking, they found out that their, I think, nephew was asexual this weekend. They wanted to know, are they homosexual?
I mean, I think everybody has some kind of, like, viewpoint on that. I mean, honestly, I don't profess to know that world. I mean, I'm not.
I don't think you're either part.
I'm not opposed to gay people. I've had transgender friends in college and gay and lesbian friends. Some of them claim to be asexual, but I didn't really, really understand it. And, you know, I didn't feel like it was appropriate to ask either, because some people can get really weird about it.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for asking your opinion, Amanda. Amanda, does it bother you that the word man is in your name?
No, not really. I mean, my dad picked his name after the Boston song Amanda, so, you know.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's
a good one.
It's a good thing to be named after, but thank y'all. Y'all have a good morning.
You too, Amanda. Oh, thank you. Amanda. I still feel... I mean, again, I don't profess to know the stuff either, but I think, like, the asexuality stuff is, like... Like, she was kind of saying, like, she doesn't... She's... It's too much of a hassle. I'm not saying I am. I'm not. I love women. I mean, I love them. I'm horny. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's like you're judging them all. But again, I think she's also putting her child first. So I get that. With what people are saying on text, the asexual stuff, not that everybody's agreeing with my take on it, but it's like you're neither one. You're not part of the LGBTQ+, or... You're not heterosexual. You are asexual. They're like, it's like a third party system, you know, in politics.
But when you take the two sexes, you know, there's the commonality is, you know, they want to have sex.
Yeah.
So if you're asexual, is it like you just don't care?
Well, that's the thing. All right. So let's go in order here. Because we are kind of all over the board, but there's a bunch of different splinters of this. So we'll shelf the asexual thing.
Only because we knew, okay.
Well, no, go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say only because we knew somebody who was described to us as that, and for me, it didn't really like fit the mold, because I would be like, this person is definitely one or the other, and we saw the guy kind of in an intimate, like a little situation in the bathroom, maybe, and like we talk about like a stud missile. So how could you have that and be called asexual?
Because you just don't have... I still think down deep, again, this is just an opinion. I think down deep it's somebody who's been wronged over and over again, and they just swear it off. But I think by just claiming that, you're giving up hope that you might find that special someone.
That could be it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dude. This is the Rise Guys.
Just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You can't trust that thing.
You can't. You really should. Solid numbers. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on May 13th. Happy birthday.
Or suck on it. I got my stuff backwards here. Hang on a second. Let's start with this fella right here.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty big one. I don't know if he's talked about his SNL appearance yet or not.
Morgan Wallen?
Yes, sir.
You really? You don't know about that?
Like, I don't. Has he talked about it?
He made a song and a t-shirt about it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that.
Talking about going.
I'm not a hot woman, so I don't really follow him.
Yeah. Well, you're a racist. I figured you would. No, I'm just kidding. He's not. What was it he said when he wanted to get back to Dixie or whatever he said?
Something like that.
He made a song, and then he made a t-shirt that sold out, and, you know. I don't know.
Oh, Morgue. Morgue.
You know we go against a station in Chattanooga that's called Wussy? W-U-S-Y. It's a country station. I just saw it.
12 in a row on Wussy. The Wuss.
Coming in at 17th.
What's the mascot look like?
I don't know. I mean, I'd maybe change the name. You ain't doing no better than that. You guys listen to Wussy this morning? What?
You're on the Wuss.
On the Wuss.
Wuss,
Morgan
who's this?
Wallen, though. Let's say 31? Must have been his 20s.
30.
You're close. You're both close. Morgan Wallen's 32 years old today. He started on The Voice, right? That's how he got famous?
Hey, man, I did not know that. I thought he got famous off an old YouTube video.
I thought he started on The Voice. Well,
98 Braves is a great song by him. It's real good.
Either way, it's working out for old Morgue.
Yeah. Morgie. Morgie Wally.
This is the Batman theme song. It is Batman's birthday. Not the character.
Michael Keaton?
Nope.
Val Kilmer. He's dead.
Nope. Yeah, rest in peace, Val. Big Balboski. He's still with us.
George Clooney.
Nope. We just had Clooney's birthday.
Yeah. Man, I don't know the new Batman's name.
I do. Yeah, you do.
Because
that's who it is.
Freaking vampire.
Yep.
Give me the initials.
R.P.
Robert Pattinson.
It is Robert Pattinson's birth. Not Patterson.
Not Patterson. That's a famous Arthur.
Oh, yeah.
Robert Pattinson.
Yes.
He's in a movie called Good Time. It's really good. You should check that out.
Dynamite.
Did you say the joke on the air the other day?
I don't think I did.
About the OBG.
Oh, Paige wasn't here. Paige, what if a woman says, I'm passionate about my job. I am a lady doctor, but I'm also into archaeology.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking about opening a new practice called Gynamite. Thoughts? Thoughts on that?
Big Brown, cue the rim shot.
Gynamite.
Hi, I'm Jimmy J.J. Walker for Gynamite.
Okay.
It's where my mama go.
Oh, he's on the one commercial. He don't say that, though, in his other commercial.
He says it. Money.
He should just be glad that, like, I mean, it's amazing 70s, 80s sitcom people just live on forever. But anybody past mid-90s?
Yep.
Robert Pattinson.
RP.
In vampire years, he's 1,100 years old. But in real life human years, I'm going to say 35 for the Big Hurt, Frank Thomas.
34.
The vampire Edward Cullen was 39 years old.
Oh, my God. Lordy, Lordy, he's almost 40.
I don't think you'll guess this one within three guesses, but we'll see.
Do Satanists say Lordy, Lordy, so-and-so's 40?
No.
I don't think so. They have blood rituals for birthdays.
Oh, okay. We're going to sacrifice
something. So-and-so's 40.
Drink this.
Go drink some lamb's blood. I'm going to cut its head off.
So. Drink this blood on your birthday, and then we will light the circle
of
fear.
Anton LaVey.
Hal really Beelzebub, or whatever.
You are.
Beelzebub, not Beelzebub.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Wow.
I'm pouring some out for my homies on that one, Paige. That was awesome.
You're welcome.
It's for you,
not
homies.
Not bub.
Write that down.
Bub.
Beelzebub.
Slash.
Yeah, nope.
Axel.
Nope.
Ziggy. Duff.
He was McKagan. He was a fill-in for about 4 years.
Buckethead.
It is Buckethead's birthday. I remember the KFC bucket's my favorite that he would wear.
Yeah. Man, I would like to see him. Could he and Wes Borland share a stage? Is there a spotlight big enough for the both of them?
Well, Buckethead couldn't wander around, right? Because I don't know if he cut eye holes out in his buckets.
Well, he would wear like the bucket head, but then he'd also wear like a Michael Myers mask underneath it.
Yeah.
Or something. Like, I wouldn't know him if he walked in there right now.
Like, is he trying to be in the Slipknot and be bucket head?
He could be like, hey, I'm the new engineer here at Odyssey. And he's like, oh, just kid you guys. It's Undercover Boss. I'm Buckethead. Buckethead. What do you say, page 46?
Sounds good. How about 47?
Brian Patrick Carroll is his given name.
Oh.
Buckethead is 56.
Good Lord. My gosh.
I don't think I've seen his face.
I mean, that's what I was going to say. I don't know really what he looks like without a Colonel Sanders bucket on his head.
She guessed 10 years off and asked you where you've been.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm just messing with you. Don't take it personally.
He's the one that brought it up. I didn't even say nothing.
Don't take it personally.
I don't take anything anywhere. And you know what I'm saying? It's a big one.
Sony.
Wow, first guess, you picked Sony. It is not Sony.
Oh.
It's not Jim.
Shoot. Mark.
No. No, sir.
Damn. I mean, is it Darius?
It is Darius Rucker's birthday. It's Hootie's birthday.
Thank God you didn't just play Wagon Wheel. I mean.
I like the video of this one because Dan Marino's in it.
Yes.
And then Dan Patrick's in it. You don't want to know why. I'm such a baby, squeeze my head between your mama's thighs.
Maybe the only person that ever did acid at a Hootie and the Blowfish concert, but I did.
Well, I thought you said he did.
Oh, I did. No.
Hey, guys, I'm on acid.
He had a seagull on his shoulder during the concert, at least from my point of view.
Is that what the chicken head was back then?
No, literally, I was tripping.
Oh.
Darius Rucker. Related to Byron Rucker, do we know?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Not Mike
What's
either.
Up, Byron?
Former Panther. Not Darius Miles either. Might be cousins, actually.
What about Marlboro Miles? Are they related?
That's Darius's uncle.
Who? Let's just go with it. Is it a big one?
No.
What about his birthday? 54.
55.
Hootie. Darius Rucker's 59 years old today. Former South Carolina Gamecock Darius Rucker.
Ain't no former. It's forever to be.
Speaking of South Carolina, let's stay in state. This guy's from Charleston, very famous. He hosts his own late night show. I think somebody's chair just ripped in half.
That wasn't me, dude. Don't look at me.
That was me hit my bag.
Sure.
I swear to God.
Your colostomy bag is what it sounded like.
I'm going to keep hitting my bag if you keep doing it.
I did it again.
Uh-huh. Quit farting.
Stephen Colbert.
Ugh. Suck it.
I don't ever watch that, so I don't know.
He talks crap about the South, and he's from here.
Okay,
he can
suck it.
Go to Stephen Colbert. He is 61 years old.
Wow.
Oh, Paige's vibrator is going off.
Hulk Hogan? No, it's not real American. Oh, okay.
Oh
who's
that?
Scotty Pippen.
Nope.
Horace Grant.
Nope. Go Tigers.
Michael?
Nope.
Bill Cartwright.
Nope.
John Paxson.
Nope.
The Russian.
No, not Luke Longley.
Ron Harper, did I say?
Not Tony Kukoc, not Ron
Damn,
Harper.
Damn, Phil Jackson.
No, I thought you'd have got to him by now.
Well, I'm going down the lineup in my head. B.J. Armstrong.
Number 91.
Dennis Rodman.
The Worm.
Damn it.
It's Worm's birthday.
God.
Trinity's daddy.
You should have played the NWO theme.
Yeah, I thought about it. It was like this or old Benny Parsons project.
Oh, man. Dennis Rodman.
Did we ever have him on the show during the...
Yeah, but it was 3 minutes long.
Apprentice.
It was for Apprentice, yeah, but it was literally a three-minute long interview because they were running behind. So, because they were running behind, we only got 3 minutes.
Dennis made his name with the Pistons, of course, and then, you know...
The Bad Boys.
Michael Jordan's like, we got to go get Rodman. Got to play with him. Then after that, he gets traded when they break up the Bulls. Krause broke him up. He gets traded to the Spurs.
Jerry! Do you think that he and Michael have a relationship now? Like, you know, just ever.
I think they're cool when they see each other, but I don't think like they're actively.
I don't see Michael like being friends with anyone. Like, I just can't imagine him like, I don't know. Well,
definitely not Isaiah Thomas or Scottie Pippen at this point.
No. Or Junior. I hear he and Bronny are close. You know, Bronny probably hates Michael Jordan. He's like, man, my daddy better.
My daddy.
Dennis Rodman, let's see, 88, he would have been 22. That would have been 66. That was 59.
60.
Dennis Rodman is 64.
God.
Years old today. He spent a little bit of time in Detroit.
Rookie in 88. Who did he play college for?
Before that. Small school. Yeah. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Somewhere in Texas. Stevie Wonder's birthday. Stephen Wonder. Not Stephen Wonderboy Thompson. Stevie, like, Wonder. Regular man piano player.
Right. Yeah.
25 Grammys. The most ever by a male solo artist. Some people don't believe he's blind.
Well,
that's silly.
Yeah. I'm kind of on the fence. Only because it looks like a mushroom.
Yeah, you like it. Rocking back and forth. I'm going to say, he's got to be in his 70s. So I'm going to go 72.
73.
75 years old. One last one before we get to Happy Heavenlies.
I got them all right yesterday when Paige wasn't here.
Of course. Because you cheated.
No, I wasn't playing against anybody.
He's been in Reservoir Dogs, Taxi Driver, Pulp Fiction. He's been in Mean Streets. I believe he was in Harvey Keitel. Been in a bunch of stuff.
77.
Ooh.
No, you know what? I'm going to go 81. 80. 81.
Okay.
He's 80 for sure.
He's 86 years old today.
Damn, we weren't far enough.
Reservoir Dogs, that deserves a good rewatch again.
That's a great movie.
Great movie.
Happy heavenly birthday to L.A. Bamba himself, Richie Valens.
Oh, man.
Would have been 84 years old today. Bamba. Joe Louis got his own arena. I think they tore it down, right?
Yeah.
WrestleMania 3, was that Joe Louis arena?
Yeah. 92,000.
Why did they tear it down?
Just an older.
Oh, yeah.
It was Detroit. Somebody tried to rob it, shoot it. Joe Louis would have been 111 years old today. And B. Arthur.
Oh.
Famous Maude talking about freaking Dorothy Sobornak. 103 years old.
Yeah.
Didn't she have military service? I thought she was like in the Marines maybe for a little bit. Is something,
she played pro ball, didn't she?
Something military in her background. And that naked painting where she's topless.
I liked her.
Yeah.
Not naked, but I mean, I liked her.
I didn't
in
think she looked bad at all naked.
No, no. I mean, she's attractive.
Yeah.
Anybody on there you think died and went to hell?
Do you ever know what? That's judgment? A great question.
I know. I said the other day, like, there's got to be a murder or something on there where you're like, yeah, I'm just not going to make mention of that.
It is Jim Jones' birthday.
Well, you know what?
That's on there.
Funny you asked that.
Just taking that last swig of Kool-Aid when he said, Lord, save my soul, and, you know.
909 followers he had.
And he killed all of them?
You know what? I don't know if they all died or not.
You know, that's a very solid question.
Because I don't think he did.
That is a great question.
That is a lot of people.
Would you have drank the Kool-Aid? I wouldn't.
I wouldn't have went there, first off.
If you told me it was Kool-Aid, I would have chugged it before you got it out of your mouth.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have went to that place where you had to live together and wear them certain Nikes and put them under your bed or whatever.
Oh, gosh, no.
Hellbop comment. That dude was, like, if you just look strange, same thing with preachers. If you're a weird-looking preacher, I ain't going to go there.
Applewhite?
Yeah. Major Applewhite, right?
And his white Marshall.
Marshall. Major Applewhite was a football player.
T and Doe, what they called themselves. They got in tracksuits like old Italian gangsters.
Yeah, and they all killed themselves and put their shoes the same place. It was crazy. And then when they showed that thing of Applegate or Applewhite, whatever, there was another reflective TV behind him, so his image was like...
That's good on Max if you find it in that documentary.
And that outfit that they wore?
And they were
the
like...
little thing that covered their
like
body.
Some of the people were like... went so to Harvard. Sad. Like Ivy League schools, like...
Giving up property and assets.
Yeah, how do you could be thinking? Just like broken down in a cult and...
Get a bunch of white people together and see what happens. That's what happens.
I wouldn't even listen to too much music by the cult because I'm afraid I might be...
Nah.
A bunch of wildness.
Yeah, running away. Asbury's good.
I had to pee real bad. And if you're wondering what this was about over here.
Paige, she's cupping her hands for some reason.
She's in good hands with Allstate. So tomorrow, I am pleased to bring you something. Only twice have I ever said I have some personal audio that I've been trying to get. And that the first time was my grandson saying, Grandpa, I shared that with you. I've now secured more audio of another life happening. I cannot wait to share with you tomorrow for Best Damn Audio.
Hell yeah.
I can't wait to hear it.
Well, it's not as heartwarming, I will tell you, but it's fun nonetheless.
I love the
turkeys. Got a commercial for a banned product you can't even buy anymore thanks to this woke-ass culture.
A banned product?
Banned.
Another Massengill commercial?
No. It is a product that you need to live. Which I guess you need douche to live. I don't know.
Women.
It's not douche.
Not anymore.
That's what I was trying to say.
You are. All right. Thank you, Paige.
You're the balloon.
Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day.
I'll be the bag.
You're a canoe made of douche.
Not a canoe.
You're a canoe.
Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man. I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Bye, baby. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.